Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Northfield School District has a self-funded insurance program for employees. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman said their fund balance has reached $5.6 million.
Because we've managed this fund so well, because we are actually paying our own bills and saving our premium, having our premiums in our own accounts, we have been able to amass that really awesome fund balance that helps us maintain our health insurance premiums over time.
Bottom line is their insurance premiums have not increased since 2012.
And in 2018, we actually reduced them. And so whoever does that with insurance?
Their program was ranked in the top 48 out of more than 2,200 surveyed through a national brokerage company. Hillman said this is a collaboration between the district and the five unions they work with. He added that while Northfield's salaries may be slightly lower, it's made up for in their quality insurance package. The net take-home is the same, if not better, than in a district twice their size. As the district heads to the November 6th referendum, Hillman was pointing out how they are doing everything they can to be good stewards of the dollars the taxpayers give them. For more information on the $41 million elementary school ask, go to the school district website. There will be a final tour of Greenville Park on Monday, October 29th, beginning at 7 p.m. Hillman invites the community to take the tour and ask your questions. Principal Sam Richardson and Building Director Jim Culseth will be your guides. In this contentious climate, clean water and food is something everyone can agree on. This year's Northfield Crop Walk is Sunday at 1 p.m. Registration begins at 12:30 in Lyons Riverside Park on Poplar Street. This is Catherine Olson's first year on the Crop Walk Steering Committee. The mother of six, however, has been involved in world hunger issues for many years, including multiple mission trips around the world. She explained this year's walk will take folks on the East Cannon River Trail.
This year, it's going to be a little longer walk, about 5 miles, actually. It's about 2.5 miles in and then 2.5 miles back.
Their motto is, "We walk because they walk," referring to those who must walk miles to get water and food. The annual event is organized by local congregations, with 75% of funds raised going to Church World Service Crops Mission, helping those around the world dig wells and plant crops. They partner with the International Development and Relief Agencies of 37 Christian denominations. The remaining 25% of proceeds go to Fight Hunger right here in Northfield through Community Action Center. And Selco, Southeastern Libraries Cooperating, is pleased to announce a local winner for the grand prize in the Minnesota Writes Minnesota Reads contest. Lisbeth Selvig is a Lonsdale Library patron, winning with her novel Betting on Paradise. And Chris Norberry, an Owatonna Library patron, was named a finalist for his novel Castle Danger. This is the first self-published author contest in Minnesota. The regional library systems and other collaborators look forward to having even greater participation across the state next year. Visit mnwritesmnreads.org for more information. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.